Say, Holy Spirit, we're on a journey. And this journey is going to bring glory to you. We're looking forward for how you're going to manifest the next level of our walk with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Praise you, Jesus. You're not done with any of us yet. And you're not done with those that are broken. Miracles, signs, and wonders are available to them.
Miracles, signs, and wonders are available to them.
And we're lifting up those two ladies.
They may be crushed.
But they're not dead yet. And you can lift them up out of the grave.
And the darkness that has been overpowering them,
we command it to be loosed in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the blood covering,
for the two men that are involved,
and the families that are involved. Because
the enemy wants those families dead.
And they will not die.
They shall rise.
They'll come out of the tomb.
In Jesus' name.
Amen?
Amen.
Okay. I want to kind of expose a little bit about pride. Because that's part of what he was pressing me to. Press out. How you can get caught. In Matthew 11:29, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls, mind, will, and emotions. Matthew 11:29, take my yoke upon you, learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Well, you got to remember they didn't have Holy Ghost at that time. We have an advantage. We have the Holy Spirit working in us. At that moment, that was before the resurrection. That was before Pentecost. They were in their natural man. They made a choice and they followed him. Okay? John 13:15. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Was he preaching? By his example. They watched what he did. If they had eyes to see, okay, and ears to hear, his walk was an example. He didn't have to preach. He just did. And when he did, the results were people were getting free. Okay? So, sometimes your mouth should not be used. Just be yourself. Hebrews 3:1. Therefore, holy brothers who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, the apostle and high priest whom we confess. Thoughts. Fix your thoughts on Jesus. Now, that's not easy. That's going to be a need for grace and favor from God to carry that out. Because, believe me, our soul is still got a lot of power to control. And you can see that by your reactions. When you hear something, when you react to someone calling and you lose it, or you have an issue that comes up that you're not prepared for, and many times you're not prepared, you need to ask for help. If you don't ask for help, you're going to fail. And then you'll have to pick up the pieces of the failure plus the depression that comes afterwards. Amen? Amen? Hebrews 12:2. Hebrews 12:2 is very important. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. See, if you think that you can authorize and get things going on your own, there's a failure there. Your dependency is not enough. You are still controlling your tomorrow. Again, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your or our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, you know, when I'm looking at what God did through me, and I see the fruits of that walk, it's not time to pat me on the back. It's time to say, if it wasn't for Jesus, none of this would have happened. If it wasn't for the Holy Spirit empowering me, I could have never done it. And I know that. Okay? Holding hands with David at that counter this morning was a thrill, and I told him so. I said, you know, this is bringing life to both of us, because I never wanted the division. It wasn't time for that division to happen. That was arrogance. It was a lot of pressure tactics, and I don't want to rehearse any of that. What I am saying, it was a challenge. Okay? And you're witnessing the fruit today. It was a big miracle to do that today. Okay? It was a big miracle. And I believe if there's a rainbow that formed between us today, and the promises that he once knew and understood, our mutual agreement, that covenant that was broken, there was a covenant between him and I. And it was a solid covenant. But it was broken by Jezebel. Jezebel succeeded in breaking it. And Ahab ended up bowing. Today, I believe Ahab received an infusion of grace and favor. What the end results will be, only God knows. 1 Peter 2:21. To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. Last year at this time, because we're celebrating my anniversary of being released from the hospital with all kinds of new experiences and waiting for the surgery, which that'll be a year on Friday. You know, people say, oh, well, why couldn't you get the miracle? There was a miracle. The miracle will be reestablished down the road when I get to meet my little young doctor, I pray in June, and find out what happened with his little boy and his little girl and the ex, if it's an ex, because I don't know that. So you see, what God does with us when our focus is not on ourselves can really be an example to follow. If we recognize it, and if we put it to work, it'll change people's lives. Now I want to take you into the Passion Translation, into
the Colossians book, letter. I'm going to just give you a little bit of Colossians chapter 2. There's a lot in chapter 1, but the press was on to go with verse 6, and the heading is New Life in Christ. In the same way, you received Jesus our Lord and Messiah by faith. Continue your journey of faith, progressing further into your union with Him, harmony, intercourse. Get it? It's the same message now. Okay? Your spiritual roots go deeply into His life as you are continually infused with strength. If you believe that piece of information right there, you'll know how I was able to do what God gave me to do. He had infusions coming into me of His strength to do what was needed to be done, because there was seasons where everything came against me. Okay? No different than you, John. That's why sometimes I can kick your butt. Because I had mine readjusted. Okay? But they're loving little. Okay, I better shut up. Your spiritual roots go deeply into His life as you are continually infused with strength. Continually. It's not part-time. I'm getting a stop sign. Peggy, I want you to lift one hand up to the Lord and your eyes closed, please. Father, I give you the glory for what you have done in this woman. And I'm believing that she now is tasting some of the infusion of strength that she needs to go forward in order to do the things that you've prepared for her. And the birthing process will continue until she is fully alive on the next level of her walk with you. For this is a new day, daughter. It is a new day that I am preparing you to do works that you've never done before, and you will complete them because of the infusion of strength and favor and grace of God that will not quit until God looks at you and says, "Well done, daughter, well done." Thus saith the Lord. Encouraged in every way. See, if you stay discouraged on your walk, what happens? Depression sets in. You stifle your walk. You can't continue. You have to say, "Wait a minute. I'm going down. Help!" That's the best prayer in the world. It's also full of humility. Okay? For you are established in the faith you have absorbed and enriched by your devotion to Him. Did you hear that? For you are established in the faith you have absorbed and enriched by your devotion to Him. These 4 and 5 levels that I have walked in have all been done because of what? Devotion to Him. When I fell apart, I ran back. When I got depressed, I ran back. Lord Jesus, we give you praise. We don't have to understand everything. We're going to give you the glory. We're going to stand and do what needs to be done in spite of the emotions. And then you overcome. John, you already understand that, so I don't need to teach you that one. You already know it. Beware that no one distracts you or intimidates you in their attempt to lead you away from Christ's fullness by pretending to be full of wisdom when they're filled with endless arguments and human logic. Now you say, well, did you have any of that? Yes, I did. How do you think I overcame? How do you think I dragged some of them out of human logic? By giving them the example. Sometimes you have to empty your bank account in order to get blessed. And sometimes, if you obey him, it's not going to be logical whatsoever. But when you stretch to that level, he will sustain you. He will carry you the rest of the way. For they operate with humanistic and clouded judgments based on the mindsets of this world system and not the anointed truth of the Anointed One. Take that part to the bank. You'll get interest on it, believe me. For he is the complete fullness of deity living in human form. Say it with me. Jesus is the complete fullness.
Jesus is the complete fullness
of deity.
Of deity.
Living in human form.
Living in human form.
Yeah. And then he released his spirit in us, so that we can do the same that he did. And our own completeness is now found in him. We are completely filled with God. Woo! Are you ready? Say it with me. Our own completeness.
Our own completeness
is now found in him.
Is now found in him.
We are completely filled with God.
We are completely filled with God.
As Christ's fullness overflows.
As Christ's fullness overflows.
Within us.
Within us.
He is the head.
He is the head.
Of every kingdom.
Of every kingdom.
And authority.
And authority.
In the universe.
In the universe.
Right inside of me.
Right inside of me.
He is fully alive.
He is fully alive.
And he will complete me.
And he will complete me.
Because he doesn't quit halfway.
He quit halfway.
That's my version, by the way. Through our union with him, we have experienced circumcision of heart. That's what I've been trying to drum into all of us, that circumcision is in progress. And I'll tell you, sometimes you're going to see the old nature so blatantly controlling you that you will cry out for help. And when you do, he'll be there with his little snippers and he'll cut away that fleshy stuff that's still stuck to your heart. Verse 11 again. Through our union with him, we have experienced circumcision of heart. All of the guilt and power of sin has been cut away, is now extinct because of what Christ, the Anointed One, has accomplished for us or in our place. That's pretty cool, right? Mm-hmm. For we've been buried with him into his death. Our baptism into death also means that we were raised with him when we believe in God's resurrection power. Notice it says when. So the test of that is when you're having a hard time and you continually refer this word back to him. I feel like I'm dying. My emotions are not behaving. And so what are you going to do? You're going to trust in his ability by his spirit within you.
and declare, I was buried with you, Lord. My baptism into death also means that I was raised with you when I believed in God's resurrection power, the power that raised him from the death realm. This realm of death describes our former state, and we were held in sin's grasp. But now we've been resurrected out of the realm of death, never to return, for we are forever alive and forgiven of all our sins. He canceled out every legal violation we had on our record and old arrest warrant. I love that part. Isn't that cool? That stood to indict us. He erased it all. Our sins, our stained souls. He deleted it all, and they cannot be retrieved. They cannot be, unless you resurrect them. You know, this is a corner that we don't talk about too much, but there's a lot of the accusing forces at work right now. That's what I've been watching in the past few weeks. Accusing thoughts, bouncing in. Oh, if you hadn't this, if you hadn't that, then this, this, and this would be. Anybody I'm talking to? Mm-hmm. Are you aware? Mm-hmm. See, this word says they cannot be retrieved. Why? Because he's forgotten them. I don't think you should go fishing in that old place anymore. Okay? Everything we once were in Adam has been placed onto his cross and nailed permanently there as a public display of cancellation. I want you to close your eyes right now. Say, he canceled. Out every legal violation
that
we had on our record.
The old arrest
warrant
that stood to indict us.
He erased it all.
Our sins.
Our stained soul.
He deleted it all.
And they cannot be retrieved.
Everything we once were in Adam
has been placed
onto his cross
and nailed permanently there
as a public display of cancellation. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Verse 15. Then Jesus made a public spectacle of all the powers and principalities of darkness, stripping away from them every weapon and all their spiritual authority and power to accuse us. And by the power of the cross, Jesus led them around as prisoners in a procession of triumph. He was not their prisoner. They were his. Now put your hand over your heart. Say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit.
This is a lot to endure.
This is a
because my brain might have other ideas. I'm giving my brain a warning right now. This truth is cemented in by the blood of Jesus. I am not going to be bouncing on myself, accusing myself, because the opinion of God has been sealed. And the opinion of Jesus has verified that I'm coming out of this depression and this harsh accusations coming from hell itself. It has no power over me. In Jesus' name, I rebuke the darkness. I rebuke the accuser. I'm not listening to him anymore. In Jesus' name, so shall it be.
So shall it be.